is the Walk Tall Open Office implementation for Friday, October 25th. This is Sean Tuttle. And we are going to, let's see, the first question was setting up folders in Gmail. So our participant has recently switched to Gmail, and she was wondering about setting up folders. And the first thing to know is that they don't call them folders in Gmail. They're called labels. So what you might want to do then is go to, let's see, okay. So if you are in your inbox and you click the box of an email that you want to send to a particular folder or label,
okay,
you click the box, and then in the little menu, the menu bar above you just expands when you click that because you have more options. And the folder that should have opened up, or the one that you're going to open up, looks like a little folder to the right of the trash can. And if you hover over it, it says move to.
Yep.
You click on that, and then you have some options of what's already set up. And then down at the bottom, you can say create new, or you can, let's see what happens if you manage labels. You can either do it through that, or you can do the manage labels, and then that will take you to all kinds of options.
Okay.
This is where the more advanced Gmail stuff comes in for syncing with your phone or your desktop, and this is where more of the power, really part of the power of Gmail is. But down near the bottom, there's a section called labels, and you can do kind of a bulk create new label and just put a bunch in there. And so the one thing, so just kind of taking a tour here of Gmail a little bit. Because there's, so that they recently added this thing called categories, which is a little confusing. And what they make, categories, which are different than labels, and then making it even more confusing is that the categories have the same name as the tabs across your inbox. So if you go back to your inbox, you should have four tabs going across, and this is Gmail taking the first pass at separating, you know, what are real emails versus what are your social media alerts versus promotions and updates. The thing to know about these, though, is that all four of these are still in your inbox. And the time that that is a relevant thing to know is if you are syncing with your phone. Because here, they actually do a pretty good job, and I like it. But then I went to my phone, and if you open up your Gmail account on your phone, they're all there because there isn't distinction on your phone. It's only here.
Okay.
So one thing you can do is, so for example, click on a social one.
I actually deleted all those tabs because I didn't like them.
Oh, great. Great, 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 great. Okay. Great, great, great.
Yeah.
Okay,
so then you need to still walk through it, you know, because someone else might like it.
We'll see
more of the folders or labels.
The folders. Okay. So then this next part is still relevant then, because there are the categories which they already have in there, and you can kind of move. I think you can move them on the on your list. So in your sidebar, you know, with the Gmail and compose inbox, and then you've got these different ones. I have starred, sent, drafts, all mail, and then I have categories. And so these are different. They're actually different than the tabs that you got rid of across the top. And so your other option, so you can either do the folders, or your other option is, for example, clicking on an email that says Facebook, and then back up on that bar of icons that you now have access to, under the More tag, scroll down to almost the bottom, filter messages like these. And then this automatically grabs the from email address. And I actually just did this. And so I had to do it 3 times from Facebook because one message came from, like, Facebook pages, one came from Facebook posts, and one came from Facebook something else. So I did this 3 times to get to grab all of my Facebook. And if you can get all the emails just straight, you can put them all in the same rule. I didn't. I just went one by one. So if you have just that one in the from, then you can leave all the rest blank and you click down at the bottom, create filter with the search. And then I did 2 things. One, I clicked skip the inbox.
Mm-hmm.
And two, this is where you have a choice. Either you can apply the label and choose a label that you've already set up, or as in the case of Facebook and the social media promotions, I click categorize as down at the bottom and choose category.
Okay.
Put it in social. And then next to create filter, it says also apply filter to one matching conversation or, you know, 10 matching conversations. Click that and it'll move anything that's in your inbox, it'll move all of them to social.
Oh, great. And so, because, yeah, that is one thing is I want to get it where the stuff isn't duplicated in my inbox. So I guess I just need to work on that. Does that only work with tabs or can that also work with the labels?
So these were not tabs. Nothing we did there had to do with tabs. And so, so if you could reframe your question, because I'm not, what do you mean that it shows up twice?
Maybe it's just, I haven't set up all of my labels and filters in Gmail yet. I still feel like everything is showing up in the inbox, you know, since I did get rid of those tabs and I don't want it to show up in the inbox. I just want to know, you know, I really just want to see the important things in the inbox and I will check my, what I still think of as folders, you know, when I'm in that mindset to go to those folders. And so that is possible, right? Okay.
No, absolutely. So the process will be identify the ones that you want to pull out, see which of them you want to use as categories, you know, like the social, or just ditch the categories altogether, and create your own label, so folder/labels. So set up your labels, identify which categories you want, and then you'll go to more, create, and then create your filters.
Okay.
And that's where you'll start going, just go through your inbox and say, filter for this one, filter for this one, filter for this one.
Great. Okay.
And then the important thing to check in that filter is that top box that says skip the inbox, archive it.
Right. Okay.
And that's what will send it directly to the label or the category and it won't show up in your inbox.
Okay. So I'm just going to do a couple here while we're on the call together then.
Great. How's it going?
It's going all right. I'm just doing some cleanup, moving stuff.
It's working though.
It's working. I'm not sure. I'm mostly just using that the folder icon. And so I'm wondering, I still don't know if I understand the difference between that one and the other one that you were talking about.
Okay, well, the folder icon is setting up your labels. Oh, between that and the categories?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think there is a difference, except one is already set up by them, and they show up in this grouped little area under categories. They're basically labels.
Okay.
They're prefab, fancy, they have an icon, and they would correspond to the tabbed inbox if you were using that.
Okay.
Otherwise, so basically, I'm using it just because I like the little icon.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because you've already thought through it, this should go faster.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm hoping, you know. It's going to be a little bit tedious because if I want to import emails that are already there, I have to move them to the Yahoo inbox, and then they will come into Gmail.
Is that how they do it?
Yeah, they can't import from the folders. So if you have created any folder archives, which of course, you know, I mean, I do hang on to things until I've found their information parking spot, and some things I do just keep a history there, you know, so.
Sure. We have a few more minutes. Anything else come up or anything not clear for you?
I think I'm doing okay at the moment.
This concludes our open office implementation session for today, and we'll catch you next time.